Sound Radio.
My guest has arrived in the studio. Danielle Johnson is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice of you to join me.
Nice of you to have me here.
On this incredibly, well, I won't say hot day, but it's a nice day.
It's a nice warm day.
Too nice a day for October. It's strange.
It is.
Strange.
We should be outside doing this.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'd love to do a show on a roof of a building. I don't know why.
Shall we see if we can set that up?
Yeah, if you want. It's a health and safety nightmare. There's lots of red tape, but if you can do it, yeah, let me know.
Let's do it.
We can stick a studio there. So you've come in to talk about Wales Got Talent.
I certainly have.
Basically a talent show that's up, and you're doing proceeds for charity as well. Tell us more, because it's been going for a few months now.
Yes, we've had 3 audition dates already. It's a local talent show for the community, and the producers and the owners, Garden Den, wanted to create a show that would bring the community together, but also have the community as the main stars of that.
Right.
But also be able to support local charities and give the local businesses as well, small local businesses, chance to get involved and get some exposure as well. So Wales Got Talent was born.
Sounds a bit like Sound Radio Wales, that's how we're born. So how many sort of people, you've done the auditions, how many sort of people sort of applied to be as part of the auditions?
We had hundreds of auditions. I can't even give you a solid number. We saw so many.
So everyone had a chance? There wasn't sort of a, no, not this time, come next time?
No, everybody had a chance. There were days when we ran over and we were going, oh gosh, and you know, everybody was seen. Not one person was turned away.
Wow, that's some commitment to sit there.
It was.
I don't want to sort of say everyone was bad, but I bet there was some actually just thought, oh, I want this just end or something. You're quite fair.
We were quite fair. We were quite diplomatic with it. There wasn't any really, really, really terrible ones.
No. Maybe I'm just thinking too much of Britain's Got Talent when you sit there watching the auditions and you're thinking, oh God, this is awful.
There wasn't too many really terrible ones, to be fair. So we had a good bunch of auditions, to be honest. We got off lightly, I think.
Okay, and sort of the level of talent, was it a lot sort of amateur? Or was there any sort of professionals as well who came along to have their... How did you sort of work that?
I think you can tell when somebody comes in. You can tell if they've been vocally trained or they haven't. But both equally as good. We have had people audition that were vocally trained. You could just tell. We've had dancers come in that are part of dance schools. We've had people just coming in with their guitar and off they go.
Yeah.
It's been a very broad range of auditions that we've seen in the past couple of months.
Okay. And you've slightly took the format from Britain's Got Talent. You've had the judges.
Yeah.
So you've had a panel. Who's sort of been on the judging panel?
There's me.
Yeah, okay.
We've got a vocalist. She is phenomenal.
Okay.
So she's been great.
Was that important for judges to have sort of a background in sort of the entertainment industry and being on stage and things, or?
Yeah, I think we needed, especially the vocalist. We've also got an award-winning blogger on as well. I run Stage at Theatre Club in Rhyl.
Okay.
So we're all sort of got that bit that we can interject, and I think that was important for us to judge the acts fairly. We knew whether they could cope going on, I think.
Right. What was you personally, what were sort of your things that you were sort of looking for?
I wanted
in an act, and
me personally.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want to say for everybody, because no. Everyone sort of has different intentions to what they look for and things, I guess. But
that presence when they come in.
Yeah.
That you just can't take your eyes off them. You can't stop watching, and you don't want them to leave the room. That was what I wanted, was someone to, the goosebumps go up and you go, wow.
And was there many of them?
Yes. I had quite a few of those moments where I went, wow, they're really good. Yeah.
Wow. That's good to know in the area, that there is sort of hidden talent. And I bet some of the talent as well have sort of never been on stage, maybe. Sort of bedroom singers, probably sort of practice in the bedroom, never really put it out there. And this has sort of given the opportunity to come on stage. Was there anybody that's sort of like that, that's never done?
There was quite a few. We've had quite a few children
enter,
and they'd never, ever done anything like this before. And it was their first sort of foot in the door, if you like, of performing and showing somebody. There was a couple of acts that come in and gone, I've never sang for anyone before.
Wow.
And then off they went, and you just go, why have you never sang for anyone before? Because you are really good.
Yeah, I suppose it's confidence and have taken that first step. And then given an opportunity to that as well of a talent show, and even if they didn't get through to the next round, you've given them the next step, basically. They could now do it again if they're that confident. So that's a good thing as well, especially for sort of local talent and singers. And for more singers to get the confidence to now maybe say, well, I'll go and try it again and sing at a pub or a club and grow.
Yeah, absolutely. We had people who couldn't even finish a whole song in their first audition because they were that nervous to then come back at the quarterfinals and blast all the way through. It was just the change we saw in that short space of time was really good. And it was just because people believed in them and said, you can do it, just have a bit of confidence in yourself. So it was really good.
Okay. So you did the auditions, you've then sort of took these hundreds of people that you've seen, and then you've whittled them down to a quarterfinal stage.
Yes.
How many were sort of in that quarterfinal then?
We had to whittle it down to 29.
Wow, out of, you said hundreds.
Hundreds. We had to whittle it down to 29. And then they went straight through to the quarterfinals.
And how was that done then? Obviously, because that's a big ask to go from.
It took us a long time to whittle it down. We'd obviously had our dead certs that we were going right there through. Mm-hmm. You know, they're perfect. And then you'd got a few that were not sure whether they'll cope, not sure whether they will improve, but you want to give them a chance. Do you know what I mean? You've given them the feedback at their audition, let's give them a chance, bring them back, let's see whether they listen to you or not. So that was how that was done, but it took a very, very, very long time.
Was there any sort of diva time? Did anybody have a strop on stage?
No.
We
had no divas.
Oh, a bit of drama,
I know,
don't you?
A bit of drama, never mind. We had no divas.
So the quarterfinals were on Sunday.
They were.
And you've now whittled it down again.
Yes.
To 16?
No, there was 14.
14,
Had to choose 14, mm-hmm. and then the producer got his golden choice. So there's 15 going through altogether.
Okay, and then you've split the 15 up into three groups, similar to how they do on the X Factor Britain's Got Talent. So how's it going to work from now on then? You're going to go into the semi-finals, and I guess you're going to present an act each, and then...
It's not being done as a competition. The reason we've split them into three different groups is to give each act more one-to-one individual time.
Sort of a mentoring.
To mentor them, to prepare them for the lives. If we'd have kept it that all three judges worked with one, they wouldn't have had the same amount of individual time as we're able to give them in three separate groups.
Okay.
So the producer split them into the groups that he thought the judges would be able to work with better.
Okay. So, you've got a group.
I have.
No, see, I could ask you now about your group. would that be unfair to the other judges because they're not here? Maybe it's... No.
Depends what you're going to ask me.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what's your group like? But then that's sort of...
I'm happy with my group.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that then. You're happy with the group.
You're happy
with the acts.
Everyone is happy with the groups that they've been assigned.
Okay. And I don't want you to give any names, but out of all the acts you've seen, is there personally one for you? They don't have to be in your group. Is there personally one for you that you think they're going to win this?
There's a couple.
Okay.
There's a couple that I've gone, ooh, I think it might be a bit tight between these, to be honest. I could not even give you one name. Even if you asked me for one, I couldn't give you one solid. Right. There is a couple... But there are a few dark horses in this competition that at audition stages we probably wouldn't have thought they'd be here now. But the quarterfinals, they came and they nailed it. And you go, oh, okay.
Up the game.
Wait one minute, yeah.
Okay.
So we did change our minds. We'd had our top 14 set. We'd had a list. All judges made a list. Mm-hmm. And went, that's my top 14. This was before the quarterfinals. I can speak for me and say that my top 14 list changed on quarterfinal day. I rewrote it because it was completely different to what I'd got in my head before.
Okay, that's interesting. So semi-finals are on the way.
They certainly are.
And it's open to the public now, so the public can come and watch.
Yep, tickets are now on sale. So they can come and watch. They're the ones that are now choosing from now on.
Explain how this is going to work, because you were just telling me before that everyone is going to get a chance to vote to make it, because you say it's important of fairness to that. You don't, you're not going to do the silly clapometer. You're not going to do, you just vote for one act. You everyone's going to vote. But out of 10, you said, for it.
I'm pretty sure it's 10. Don't quote me. There is going to be a scoring system where each act will be on a sheet that every audience member is given, and they will score that act out of a certain amount. And then it will be done like that to make it fair to people who may not have as much support coming along as other people do. So we've tried to make it as fair as we possibly can, so every act gets a fair try.
Okay. And if an act has the same amount of votes or points, does that go to deadlock?
It goes to the judges to decide who goes home and who stays.
Right. Interesting. I think it's interesting. I didn't realise how tense it was. You just hear about these sort of tight contests. Oh, it's another one. But no, this sounds really sort of tense and well thought out and prepared. And like I said, there is a good quality of local acts as well. And on the day, on the 24th of November, you've got some other acts as well. You've got Straight Jacket Legends.
They're on the finals.
The finals, sorry.
Yes. Straight Jacket Legends and Merrick Alora are performing on the 14th of December for us.
Okay.
We have SB Entertainments, who are a dance troupe, performing on the 24th.
Okay, there we go. And the Merrick?
Merrick Alora.
Merrick Alora. I'm going to... Is he on YouTube? He is on
YouTube. Yeah, he's on YouTube, he's on Facebook.
Because I don't want to give too much away, but he is... If you can work out the name, now I've sort of clicked now with the name.
Mm-hmm.
He's a parody.
Yes.
Actor.
Yeah.
I should say, of a... Can we say what he does? Famous. Yeah, we'll just say famous psychic. That's enough. That's interesting. I like the sound of it. So it's on the semi-finals, 24th November. How do people get tickets if they want to go? If they're thinking now, this sounds quite interesting, actually.
There is a link on our Facebook to the Eventbrite page where you can buy the tickets, or there is tickets available in Silver's Cafe. They're one of our sponsors.
They were one of our cafes in the World
they
Cup.
They were. Yeah. I'm very disappointed.
Nothing I can do about that. It was all public votes. Nothing to do with it.
I can vouch their breakfasts are very nice. They kept us fed and watered throughout all of the audition processes. They were brilliant.
Okay, there's a free advert for him. I'll charge for that. So how much are tickets? That's quite important as well, so people know. And
if you go online, obviously there's VAT to pay on those, so they're a little bit more expensive. But in Silvers, and you can get them in Real Town Hall.
Okay.
It's £11 for an adult and £5 for a child.
Okay.
Or there is a family ticket for £30.
Okay, and it's important to say as well that obviously the tickets pay for the cost of the stage and things.
Yes.
And then, but a percentage of that is going to the Royal Lifeboat.
Yes.
Why the Royal Lifeboat?
The RNLI,
I should say.
Yeah, we toyed with a charity to support this year. We are going to change it year on year.
Yeah.
But they do such a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And obviously, they're very local to us.
Yeah.
And... they're all volunteers. Most of the guys that do that, they do it because they want to, not because they have to. And they rely heavily on donations from people.
Exactly.
To keep them going. So there was no better that we could think of for the first year to support than RNLI.
Awesome. Great bunch of lads. And ladies, should I add.
Yes, and ladies, yes.
Very good. So 24th November, tickets are on sale now.
They are, yeah.
In Silver's Cafe, Town Hall, online.
Yeah.
And I was going to say something else, and it's just totally out of my head. Facebook. So it's Wales Got Talent on Facebook.
Yes.
Find them there. And then the final is the 14th of December. I think we should. It's quite some time away. I think we should speak to you again before then. Keep us updated,
I would
maybe.
Love to, yeah.
If you're not too nervous, you seem quite settled now.
I'm all right now.
Good. See, I'm good at doing that.
I'm calming people down.
Then they want to come back every week. It's like, oh, what have I done? But no, it's fine. But all the best to it.
Thank you very much.
It sounds really good. It's interested me more now. I've sort of learnt more about it. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers. Sound Radio, the big sound of North Wales. Don't forget to subscribe to the Sound Radio Wales podcast on iTunes, and you can find them on our website at www.soundradio.wales/podcast.